On an August day in Mankato, the sun sits roughly 92 million miles away from Earth. But don't tell that to any Viking player. 2+ weeks of training camp in the summer heat makes it feel like the sun is much closer, beating down each and every practice. Training camp may be long and tiring, but it is the time when teams take shape, improve, and look straight forward to the upcoming goals.
It's been basically all year getting ready for the season to start, and the season gets here, and it happens fast. You know, it jumps on you kind of quick, and you really kind of hit the ground running. But it's exciting. You know, so it's a little buzz in the atmosphere right now. You know, the Vikings fans are excited about the season coming up again. You know, the guys around here, you know, we understand what we have in front of us and what we're capable of doing and the places that we're capable of going. And so everybody's just coming out here working hard, and, you know, we look forward to what the season brings.
This year's camp feels even more intense as the Vikings look to expand on their playoff appearance in 2012. A focused mindset, along with the addition of 3 first-round draft picks, only creates more competition in camp.
You know, everywhere you go in the NFL, training camp's going to be intense because you have 90 players to start with and you got to finish with 53. So I think that right there it makes everybody comes to work every day to fight for their spot, whether you're a starter, a free agent guy, it doesn't matter. Everybody's fighting for the same spots.
Team's very excited about this year. You know, the work we were able to put in this offseason with OTAs and minicamp, and I think we've continued that on throughout training camp so far.
One familiar face in Mankato who knows all about the rigors of training camp is former Vikings first-round pick Kenechi Udeze. After 4 seasons in purple from 2004 to 2007, the former defensive end was forced to retire from the game he loves.
I was fortunate enough to play 4 years, and after my 4th year, I was diagnosed with the blood cancer, and I didn't see it coming. I can't say that I really, endured a long battle like some others did, but I was just one of the fortunate ones to say that, you know what, I made it, and I still get to be, purposeful in this life, because that's what it's all about. I'm just happy, through the grace of God that He kept me here on this earth, and so with the rest of, this good life that I do have, I just plan to share with, others, my knowledge, my insight, and if I'm an inspiration, I appreciate it, but I just feel like I'm living my life like anybody would if they were thrown into the same situation that I was.
But instead of dwelling on his condition, Udeze has tackled the disease and is now working hard to join the coaching world.
Right now, I'm participating in the Bill Walsh Minority Internship Program. It's been a great experience up until this point. Being able to learn, a different system and a whole different scheme of defense. So I'm really, fortunate to be in the position that I'm in. And I've been doing this throughout OTAs, mini camp, and now, of course, with fall camp.
Not wanting to walk away from football, the 30-year-old is using his time in Minnesota to learn and become the best coach he can be.
When I knew I couldn't play anymore, it changed my life drastically. I remember there was a period of time when I was in Seattle coaching at the University of Washington. Every morning I woke up knowing that I couldn't play football anymore, even though I was still, working with, student athletes, I cried for probably the first 2 months. I watched games and it was a great experience, but it just wasn't the same. And so when I got into coaching, I'm not saying it was a fix. It definitely replaced, that same passion and that same love that I had playing, because I'm still around it. Only now I get to, work with guys and, they can, do exactly, what their, responsibilities are. So, I'm still around it, I'm still a part of it, and of course, it's still a great compliment to what I used to be a part of.